8:59, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll get back to all the phone calls and all the discussion on the Eagles quarterback situation. Should Marcus Mariota be part of this mix? And the idea of another quarterback ending up here at number six. But let's talk to Matt Breen here of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Our Clearwater check-in for tonight. We have two spring training games in the books, a bunch of storylines, and a interesting team here trying to take shape down in Clearwater, Florida. Matt Breen joining us right now on the guest line. Matt, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Well, we're doing well and excited that baseball's back. It was awesome to hear it on the radio today. And obviously, Matt, there's a lot of competition, it feels like, and a lot of interesting players, I would say. The depth of this team, just watching a guy like Matt Joyce and watching Adam Haseley now fighting for a spot, it just feels like it's a different kind of camp where there's a lot of guys fighting for a few spots.
Yeah, there's not like a ton of competition, but where you do have competition this year, it's legitimate talent competing, where I think, you know, you go back the last few years, the same type of situation where there wasn't a ton of drama, but the competitions were, you know, between guys that were either at the end of their careers or guys that were young, but you knew were never going to, you know, become a legitimate contributor. And now that they went out and probably by, you know, the luck of the way the market shaped up, they were able to get legitimate non-roster invitees to camp on minor league deals. And then they also have guys hanging around like Adam Haseley, a former first-round pick, who needs to earn a spot. So it's definitely the talent level this year is much better than it was a year ago.
Matt, when you look at a guy like Joyce and some of the bench guys they brought in here, Brad Miller, it just feels like they're giving themselves two things here. One, pinch-hitting options for Joe Girardi late in games, but it also feels like they're giving themselves options for depth in case guys get hurt. You know, we don't know if Rhys Hoskins is going to play every day, if the elbow is going to not bother him at all. Bryce Harper with the back last year. It just feels like they're trying to prepare themselves in case those guys, or anybody else, I'm just using those as an example, miss 10 days or 14 days or whatever, that they could plug a Matt Joyce or a Brad Miller in and at least get by.
Yeah, and you're going to play 162 games a season after you played 60 games. And a lot of that attention has been on the pitchers, but position players the same way. And you're going to have to prepare for potential COVID, you know, positive tests, inconclusive tests, guys missing games because of that. So the deeper team is going to be the team, you know, the better team in the NL East. It's such a stacked division right now. And also, you can't ignore left field. Andrew McCutchen was used as DH, I think, 17 times last year. That's not an option. So you need to cover yourself in not just right field, but left field. You need corner outfielders. You need corner infielders on your bench. And you brought up pinch hitting. It's a great point because no DH this year as of now. And, you know, you didn't have to worry about pinch hitting last year. It wasn't a thing. You didn't pinch hit. Now Joe Girardi is going to have to pinch hit. That's important. Not only can your guys give you a spot start, but coming into the game, that's probably the hardest job in baseball, to come cold off the bench and pinch hit. And Matt Joyce has experience and success in that role, and I think that, you know, if he has a good camp, that's going to only help his chances that he can be a pinch hitter off the bench for you.
Matt, Adam Haseley hit a home run yesterday, opposite way off a lefty, which was, I thought, notable because he didn't get to play and hasn't got to play against lefties. Obviously, the Phillies, through two different regimes of coaches and managers, don't think he can hit left-handed pitching, but he hit one yesterday. And just from what I saw from the highlight that the Phillies put out, because the game wasn't televised yesterday, he looks bigger. He looks noticeably thicker and stronger. I mean, that had to be a point of emphasis for him this offseason. And it feels almost, Matt, like a make-or-break year for him. Not that his career would be over, but the Phillies spent a first-round pick on him, and the guy who made that pick, I think he has a new job title, Strategic Development or Officer of Strategy or something. So, like, there's no one really attached to Haseley anymore. He's got to prove himself now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you can't win the center field job when your competition isn't really that stiff, then, you know, that's tough. That would be, you know, make or break to me. But to his credit, he built a gym in his home in Orlando, came into camp looking a lot bigger, a lot stronger. Joe Girardi actually said that a week ago. And what happens in his first at bat of spring? He hits a home run, which you didn't see that last summer. So the guy, and you can't ignore the fact that, yes, he's a first-round pick by the Phillies, but it's somebody else's first-round pick. He's not Dave Dombrowski's first-round pick, wasn't Sam Folds' first-round pick. So that's only, you know, that's a good tidbit on Baseball Reference. He was a first-round pick. It doesn't really mean anything anymore for, well, we need to play this guy because he was our pick. You know, those guys are gone. So He's going to have to earn it in camp. And so far, again, it was the first game of great league play. It means almost nothing. But I think more importantly is the work ethic that, he showed this offseason and the way he looked when he came to Clearwater is more important than his home run.
Matt Breen joining us, Philadelphia Inquirer. Talking to Phil's here in a Clearwater check-in. Matt, yesterday was the two-year anniversary since John Heyman broke the news that Bryce Harper was signing with the Philadelphia Phillies. We're heading into year three. How would you assess Bryce through 2 years of the 13? I said earlier tonight, he's been exactly what I expected him to be, which is a power hitter, gets on base a ton. He's played a better right field than I think was advertised when he was with the Nationals. All the hustling stuff and, that's been there. I haven't felt that was ever a problem here in Philadelphia. And the one thing that, Matt, stands out to me now is I feel like his contract and the specter of having him is almost pushing the Phillies to, have to compete, that they can't just say, well, we're not good enough this year. Like, they're going out and trying harder because, well, it's silly to pay a guy like Bryce Harper and not try. So I look at it as I know the team has struggled so far or been mediocre so far with him, but I think Bryce and his impact here has been a big win so far.
Yeah, and just off the field, I think that's a good point that you have him for 13 years and almost guarantees for 13 years when you're paying him that much money that the Phillies are going to be going for it all those 13 years. And, that says something in baseball where the NL East is the only division of baseball where every team this year is going for it. So it's rare. A lot of teams don't go for it. And I think for the next 10 years, you're going to see the Phillies going for it. Production-wise, exactly as expected. OPS 903 in the last two seasons. It's 34% better than league average. That's what you get. I mean, it's a guy producing in your lineup, but I think I saw your tweet earlier. Was he living up to the height or hype? Did he match the hype? And that's not – it's the hype isn't fair because I think the hype, if we remember 2 years ago, was like the Phillies signed a guy that's going to, bring them a World Series. And it's just not how it works in baseball. Mike Trout's never won a playoff series. Bryce Harper's never won a playoff series. It's not football. It's not basketball. You put LeBron James on a team with Anderson Varejao and you're NBA champions. You put Tom Brady on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and you win a Super Bowl. It's just, good quarterbacks get their teams to the playoffs, impact players in the NBA, automatically make your team an upper echelon playoff team. In baseball, one player can't provide that difference. You can only do so much with a Bryce Harper and a Mike Trout. You need a complete team. Like, Bryce Harper can't pitch the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So I think it's unfair. Like, the hype, you're never going to equal the hype, but especially that hype where – everyone thought the Phillies signed LeBron James, where they didn't. They signed Bryce Harper, and so far Bryce Harper has been Bryce Harper. And I think you can't expect anything more the last two seasons from what you got. And also the fact that he played the entire month of September with a back and enough pain that he couldn't throw a baseball says a lot too. That says all you need to know about hustle or work ethic and any other concerns that you had.
Yeah, well, for sure. And he kept going out there, and obviously the DH helped like it did with McCutcheon, but he played 58 of the 60 games. Matt Breen, the Inquirer, is joining us here. Matt, let's talk about the pitching here. So Nola pitched today, tomorrow Wheeler, then Eflin. And the Phillies have a lot of competition for these spots, just throughout the pitching staff. When you look at it, I know that Kinsler and Watson are guys, and Rondon are not here on major league deals. They have to earn their spot. But it feels like it's set up to where if a guy like Kinsler, I know he had a scoreless inning today, if he pitches well, especially with that recommendation or that suggestion by Bryce to sign here, that a guy like him and Watson, I'm not going to say they're guaranteed spots, but if they do well in spring, it almost feels like those minor league deals are almost major league deals.
Yeah, I think they are, and that's a fair way to put it. The biggest complication is that they have to get put on the 40-man roster, but if they have good enough springs, they have track records, not even track records where you're going back, 3 years ago, you're going back to the last season with both of those guys and how good they were. So if they're good, if they prove that they can still do that this month in Florida, then they're on the major league roster. You'll figure it out. There's somebody that can get DFA'd on the 40 man. It's not the end of the world. They're trying to win. They're trying to win now. Joe Girardi said today that, that's what this team is doing and they'll figure that out. And the same for the bench. Matt Joyce needs to get put on the 40 man roster. If he's good enough this spring, he's going to get put on the 40-man roster. If he's their best option, that's not going to stop them because he's on a minor league contract. They're going to find a way to make that work, and I think that's almost a luxury to have, that they have those complications coming up you know, if everything goes the right way at the end of the month, you're going to have good problems because you're going to have to find, you know, weak spots on the 40-man to get these non-roster guys on.
Matt, last one for you here. We're about a month away, or, you know, 30 days away from opening day. But this year feels different for one particular reason compared to the last two. 2019, Bryce just signed. JT just got traded here. Major hype for how good the Phillies could become. And last year, I think there was a lot of hype, and obviously it was a weird season, but things would be way different because of the manager switch. And Joe Girardi's here, and he's so accomplished, and he's obviously a good manager. This year, it feels like the consensus is fourth place. The consensus is, you know, maybe a little bit over 500. But I haven't seen one person or publication say, you know what? The Phillies are going to be really good this year. Do you think this is a good thing for them? Almost like they're flying under the radar for the first time in a while now.
It could be. But I also think those expectations are fair. It's, you know, you have to show me that you're better than the team that won the World Series 2 years ago. You're better than the team that's won three straight NL East titles. You're better than the team that got Francisco Lindor. And really, you're better than the team that beat you last year to get to the playoffs and then won a playoff series. So I think it would be unfair to you know, it would be foolish to say they're the favorites in the NL East. But to your point, yeah, there's definitely validity in that maybe it is better to not have expectations, to fly under the radar when you look at the roster. It's the same team that everybody was jazzed up about 2 years ago and last year. So, you know, if you were excited about them last year or the year before, they're actually better because the bullpen's better, the rotation's deeper, so... You know, if you had expectations a year ago or 2 years ago that they were a playoff team, then you could still make that argument. But for me, you got to show it to me. You got to prove it. On paper, they could be a playoff team, but I just think when you look at the NL East, and if you're doing traditional playoff format, it's going to be really hard to get that second wild card. And right now, I'm not saying, and I think they'll have a winning season, but I can't pencil them in as a playoff team.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It is a gauntlet, and they're going to have to prove it, but it's going to be fun to watch. Matt, always appreciate hopping on. We'll be reading at the Inquirer. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Take care.
There he goes. Matt Breen of the Philadelphia Inquirer there with some thoughts on the Phils. Adam Haseley. How about my guy Haseley? You ready to be back on the bandwagon, or are you off?
I mean, he's okay.
Oh, no, listen, I am driving the bandwagon. Adam Haseley's 15 pounds heavier. It's go time now.
Is he like Jim Edmonds?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's not going to be Jim Edmonds, but I can dream. He put 15 pounds on his own home gym. I am back on the Adam Haseley train.
Bowflex?
I think he's got, I mean, he could have his own gym. He's a big leaguer, right? Bowflex, that's for me and you. They still do Bowflex? Is that a thing?
I have no idea.
I think Peloton is the new Bowflex. 215-592-9494. That's a hop aboard right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.